will meet me.
All right. Hello.
Hello, hello. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Owen.
And I am Jake, and I can't hear a single thing out of these headphones.
Seriously?
Can you? Are yours working?
It's echoing in my
head. Oh, wow. No, yeah. I guess these are just broken, man.
Damn. Rip all of the equipment in the radio studio.
I know. This is ridiculous.
But anyway.
All right, so I guess screw these headphones.
But anyway, this is Toot It!
Toot It!
So,
whoop, there goes that.
Bye, headphones.
Bye.
Oh, they fell on the ground.
Have a good day. Yo, can I actually borrow yours and just plug them into the thing?
Sure.
Thanks, man. Actually, here, why don't you use those, actually, because they are yours.
Fair enough. I don't know where to plug them into, though.
Yo, here.
Take mine. Sorry about the difficulties.
Yep. Here we go. Bear with us.
Rip everything we have.
Hold up. Let me get that wire.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, we're tangled.
Oh, that's weird. Okay.
What?
Because they're, like, smaller and more compact. Oh. I don't know. They sound different.
Right. Well.
Well, good times.
Anyway, okay.
This is Toot It.
Yes, it is.
So, you expect the nonsense at this point.
Yeah, let's see what kind of nonsense
we get
there we go.
This week.
There it is. Hey, my headphones work now. Hooray. Aww. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
So.
It's been a busy week.
Now that that's over with.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, they used Firefox. That's weird. Who uses Firefox?
Rip the show before us. It's all good.
Alrighty. Anyways, I don't know. You want to just get started?
Yeah, let's
go.
Want to
roll
go.
With it?
Let's go.
Well, up first we have my favorite hard rock accordion that you already know what it is.
Here,
let's just play it.
Let's go.
Shipping up to Boston.
Dropkick Murphys.
Yeah. All right. So that was a raucous start to Toot It 10.
Yeah.
This is our 10th show, man.
And we're getting up there.
Holy
Double
crap.
Digits.
Yeah.
Now, granted, two of them are lost in the ether.
Oh, yeah. No, they're gone. They're gone. Yeah.
Oh, I'm like echoing really weirdly. Does it sound like that to you or is it just me?
I don't know. Yeah, trade headphones.
I mean, what do you mean? What do you mean you don't know?
Like,
does it sound like that in your headphones?
I want to see if it maybe sounds different from.
Okay, so like...
Oh, no, these are just closed back, that's why.
That's what I was telling. No, that's what I was saying about the thing, though. It was weird.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But you sound fine in my headphones.
Oh, maybe it's your microphone, then.
I don't know. I mean, I sound fine through these, so I think we're good.
Oh, all right. But, well, all right, here. Yeah. Here's your headphones back. We have a lot of headphone trouble today. This is weird. This is not...
Well, anyone who's ever seen me around ever, the headphones I'm wearing right now are not the radio headphones, but rather the headphones that I consistently have around my neck. At all times.
Oh, of course. Of course. Anyway. Yeah. So that was weird in one way.
Yes.
Because it's Dropkick Murphys.
Yep.
I don't even know.
I don't think we need to explain it. They heard it.
It's so much fun, though.
They heard it. I don't think we need to explain.
All right. So here's a band that's weird for different reasons.
Yes.
Are you familiar with Of Montreal at all?
The name is familiar. I haven't listened to a lot of their stuff.
Okay. So... First off, their album art is insane.
Okay.
They have all of their album art is really, really cool. But this is one of my favorite songs that they do. It's from an album with a real interesting title. It's Hissing Fauna, Are You the Destroyer? Which is a weird... There's like a comma in the album title. It's... who knows?
Either way.
Here's Suffer for Fashion. Weird, right?
That was pretty fun. No, that was a
yeah,
good
no,
time.
It's a good. No, but like they, like their stage show gets mad weird. Like, not even joking. The singer, like, just periodically will just be like actually naked, like just on stage for like no reason.
Very casual.
It's weird. He's just like just like all flopping out in the wind. It's weird. But
well, all right then. You know, whatever the band's like, you know, yeah, fanfare and all.
You know
that.
What? No, Of Montreal is good music though. They're actually pretty closely tied to the music collective, which the name of which I currently can't remember, but they also have within that same collective are groups like Neutral Milk Hotel, Olivia Tremor Control, stuff like that. So yeah, like real well established band, and just weird and interesting.
Nice.
What's up next?
So this this is one of the most interesting playlists we've done, because there's a very stark difference in terms of the songs that we selected. So basically, everything hip-hop on this playlist is directly a result of me,
mm-hmm.
and everything else is directly a result of you.
Yeah.
So as a result, we have some songs that neither of us have heard before, mm-hmm. from the other side, including Suffer for Fashion by Montreal.
I've heard some of your stuff.
You've heard some of this stuff. I've heard some of your stuff, but like...
Yeah.
So it's interesting. This song I think we both heard.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah. Yeah.
My motivation for my half of this playlist kind of came from a variety of different stuff going on in my life right now, but also... This weekend, most specifically, for anyone who doesn't know, was Lawfully High, which for people who really don't know, which first off, I'm surprised you found WJRH.
Yeah, very, very out of the loop.
Yeah, no, but congratulations.
I mean, welcome. Please stay. Don't feel alienated.
We appreciate you, and I'm going to explain to you what that is.
Basically, Appreciate you.
Lehigh.
DJ Khaled.
So we are obviously Lafayette's radio station.
Another one.
Lehigh is the other university from down the road. They're about 15 minutes away.
They suck.
Yeah, well, I mean, they
like Nickelback. But
they do like Nickelback, so that's a thing. One band, no matter how ironic we get, I think one band we will never play on this show.
Nickelback?
Yeah. I mean, no matter how ironic it ends up being.
On the Screw You episode, we might...
I feel like that's where I'm going to draw the line.
How much do we hate our listeners?
That's true. That's a good question.
We'll talk about it off air. Figure it out. We'll sort this out.
So, what is this? The 153rd, 154th
something like
rivalry
that.
Game? I think it's 153rd. 150 was at Yankee Stadium,
no,
and that
no,
was
no.
our
52nd.
52nd. Okay. Either way, point is, it's a long-standing rivalry. Long-standing college football.
They do this a lot.
And so during the portion leading up to the game,
yep.
there was a protest. It was for racial justice, most specifically.
Mm-hmm.
We both
were participating.
Yes, and
it was lit, fam.
And so,
it wasn't lit.
It was. There wasn't a ton of resistance, which I appreciate.
That was really good.
There were more people who were supportive than there were people who like. Spewed nonsense.
Yeah,
there were a few people who were antagonistic, but like with the number of belligerently drunk people there, I was honestly surprised it wasn't.
Oh
worse.
Yeah, so no,
I was really glad about that from both Lafayette and Lehigh side, from both of our communities. Like even people from Lehigh who didn't know what was going on were like, "Oh, this is really cool. Like mm-hmm. I'm like really glad to see this is going on." I appreciated that.
Yes,
we could transcend that rivalry to understand that like there's bigger things going on in society right now.
Yeah, and I mean I was the way the protest was is we were split into three lanes or three mm-hmm. lines of people, on the entranceway, and people had to walk through the lines, like between the lines. There was plenty of space. Yeah. We weren't impeding anything, but they had to walk down the lines to get into the game.
Yeah.
You were in the middle line.
Yes.
So you saw people on both sides, mm-hmm. but the line I was on didn't have a lot of traffic because crowd dynamics are weird.
Yeah.
But like, so I didn't have nearly as many people going by me as you did, but as far as what I saw, really about the worst reaction was just people ignoring what we were trying to hand out to
there
them.
There were a few people who yelled stuff
what
about
I saw.
Trump.
What
no,
I saw.
For sure. There were a few people who yelled stuff about Trump, which is always just like, it wasn't an anti-Trump protest, which was the thing that was most frustrating from my end. We had these little papers that were like, it was for an understanding of what was going on in terms of what was happening, but it was weird... That kind of dynamic. But anyway, my half of the playlist
It was more of an anti-bigotry protest than an anti-Trump protest.
Exactly.
It wasn't an anti-Trump protest.
But so my half of the playlist comes a lot from this idea of equality as a whole, but
We really digressed there.
I mean, that's kind of what I wanted to focus on for my portion, so
sure,
I guess it works.
Sure, sure. Well, no, it's not your portion. It's all. It's two dudes assorted tunes.
It's two dudes assorted tunes. But
it's a diplomatic process.
The idea of basically protest and how to use emotions and different things like that in terms of fueling, like, productive movement. So during the middle of the set, we'll have a couple songs back-to-back that mm-hmm. I really like that are very emotionally fueled.
Yep.
And...
Along the lines of using emotions responsibly, here's Kanye West.
Boom, 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 We at war. We at war with terrorism, racism, but most of all, we at war with ourselves. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. Know what the Midwest is, young and restless, but restless might snatch your necklace, and next these might jack your Lexus. Somebody tell these who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shadow where death is. Top floor, the view alone will leave you breathless. Try to catch it, it's kinda hard getting choked by the Texas. Yeah, yeah, and I check the method. They be asking us questions, harassing, arrest us, saying we eat pieces of like you for breakfast, huh? Y'all eat pieces of what's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but got suits and cases. A trunk full of coke, rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act the fool, but I'll be gone till November. I got packs to move. I hope Jesus, God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I could do now to right my wrongs. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid cause we ain't spoken so long. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I could do now to right my wrongs. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid cause we ain't spoken so long. To the hustlers, killers, murderers, drug dealers, even the scrippers. To the victims of welfare, feel we living in hell here, hell yeah. Now I hear he wanna see thee more clearly. I know he hear me when my feet get weary, cause we're the almost nearly extinct. We rappers as role models, we rap, we don't think. I ain't here to argue about his facial features, but here to convert atheists into believers. I'm just trying to say the way school need teachers, the way Kathleen needed Regis, that's the way I need Jesus. So here go my single dog, radio needs this. They said you can rap about anything except for Jesus. That means guns, sex, lies, videotape. But if I talk about God, my record won't get played, huh? Well, if this take away from my spins, which it probably take away from my ends, then I hope it take away from my sins and bring the day that I'm dreaming about. Next time I'm in the club, everybody screaming out. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now.
All right.
Yeah. So I love that song.
Yeah.
That's Outside the Protest, just one of the things.
Real good
Shout
song.
Out real quick, because it's a show that everyone should listen to.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're doing.
Yep. So my man, Charles Evans.
Yep.
He Brother carries Charles. Around a speaker, like a boombox, everywhere.
Yep.
Blasting music, just like kind of raising people's spirits.
Yeah, he's got that portable stereo swag.
One of my favorite things, honestly, to see on campus. Like, he just makes every room better. But he has a show Fridays at 5.
He also plays great music. So.
Yeah, of course he plays great music.
Yeah.
But he has a show Fridays at 5, Time and a Half with Brother Charles. And everyone should check that out. Also look in the archives because it's really good. He actually had another show actually similarly last week about protest and fueling anger. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm kind of like, it's a similar vibe. But it was a very good show. So everyone should check that out. But mm-hmm. he played this song at the protest on Saturday.
Yep.
And it was... I miss the old Kanye. I really do. And I know that sounds ironic because he's got that whole song.
Yeah,
but like,
I miss the old Kanye.
You listen to the lyrics of that song and you listen to the like awareness of not just himself, but like what's going on within his community.
Yep.
And then you hear him saying that he would have voted for Trump had he voted, which is problematic within itself. But
yeah,
it's really difficult to see over the course of like 12 years how much of a change and how much of a disillusion to what's going on in the world has kind of come in as a result of, I don't know if it's his fame or if it's his family dynamics.
Probably his fame.
But it's really disappointing because yeah. College Dropout is my favorite Kanye album. It always will be. But there's so many great songs with so many just like raw lyrics on them that it's hard to listen to Like, I love Yeezus, don't get me wrong. It's not a bad album, but it's hard to listen to an album like Yeezus and have a completely different type of vibe to what's going on.
Yeah, Yeezus was actually the album that got me into Kanye.
Yeah.
Because I am admittedly a latecomer to being a fan of hip-hop. For actually, like, literally until I, like, started hanging out with you, yeah. I hated rap. Like, I couldn't stand it. And then, like, I got into it. Like, just through hanging out with you and your roommate freshman year, because you were... For those of you that don't know, out there, all the way out there in Radio Land, Owen and I lived next door to each other freshman year.
Yeah.
So I would just hang out in your room, and like, you'd have like Kendrick Lamar or
Chance the Rapper,
Kid Cudi. I remember liking her pretty early on.
Yep.
You know, like, and so that's how I got into that, and that was right when Yeezus was out. So that was the first Kanye album I got myself into.
Yeah.
Blood on the Leaves.
Blood on the Leaves is a great song.
Black Skinhead
is a great song.
Stuff like that.
But overall,
I still don't like Bound 2. I don't like that song. But that's my
like
own.
Bound 2. I like Bound 2 more than I should. I acknowledge that it's like a pretty crappy song, but I enjoy it.
I'm also still not a big fan of the whole Kardashian thing. But I mean, that's
a side note.
Yeah.
But yeah. So
anyway.
It's frustrating, but... Definitely listen to old Kanye West if you're looking for a pick-me-up slash something to relate to, because there's a lot of good stuff going on back in that catalog.
Definitely. Weird thing I just noticed.
Yeah.
We have another song for you up next, because that's what we do here.
That's how radio works.
But it's also a song with Jesus in the title. And I just happened to notice it means literally nothing, but it also happens to be the exact same length as Jesus Walks.
See, I knew the modern Jesus Walks thing. That was like a
that was on purpose. That was on purpose.
The length is weird.
The length, they're both 314, which is also pi, but you know.
Anyway, yeah. So guess
weird connections Jake makes when he hasn't slept in the last few days.
Fair.
So, I got a little
without
bit of
further
sleep.
Ado,
we're good.
Here's Modern Jesus.
Well, it's by Port. Well, let's have
okay,
a little. Let's
sorry.
Have a little. I'm gonna give a little context.
I figured you'd talk about it afterwards.
Do you want to do it afterwards?
No, all right. It's fine.
Here's
it's
Portugal.
All good.
No, we'll do it after. Here's Portugal the Man. All right, you've never heard that before, right?
I've heard that song a couple times. Okay. I have.
Okay. So I saw Portugal the Man live this summer, and that it was it was a band called Broncho first, then Portugal the Man, and then KG Elephant was the headliner for that show, and that show was the greatest show I've ever been to, hands down. But not mostly because of Cage the Elephant.
Yeah.
But also a lot because of Portugal the Man. Like that sound. That's a, you know, that's a, it's sort of a light song. Like yeah. it gets pretty dense. Like kind of right before the final chorus. Mm-hmm. But like it's a light song. But they crank live. It's amazing.
Seriously?
It's really cool. And they played that and it was great. But that's. Gosh. I love that song. That song always makes me feel good.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a feel-good song.
So, yeah.
I enjoy that. I enjoy that.
Speaking of feel-good songs, you want to do a 180?
Do I want to flip around?
Yeah, you want to flip the mood completely?
Oh, yeah. You want to just go for it?
Yeah, sure. All Let's do it. Yo, my question to all of you out there, you mad?
Ooh, I don't need y'all either. Ooh, don't wanna talk about it. Ooh, like I don't know nobody. Like I don't know nobody. I guess I don't. Oh, she gon' be mad, right? Ain't that too bad, right? Wanna catch that cat, right? Take back that bag, right? I guess that she just gon' go buy herself that purse. That purse, I guess that she just gon' go swipe by herself worth. That's cold, now I'm the villain. Not really, I'm just chillin'. Tryna stack these 20s, 50s, 100s, millions to the ceiling. Mary, Mary, all I need. Money, money, weed. And all my women in doubles, I'm at the double tree. All I hear hoes calling, I'm wildin'. On the road like every day, we everywhere. In a day and anywhere that the money say. No questions, no questions, please. Just on your knees, blow, don't sneeze. Shut up, don't breathe. Gasp on the gas till I crash. Autopsy said a nigga mash. All praise to Allah, not Ramadan, but he's just fast. Fuck in the party, pull up a skirt. Just who her? I forgot her name. Like I don't know nobody. Ooh, like I don't know nobody. Ooh, like I don't know nobody. Like I don't know nobody. Like I don't know nobody.
Boy, you mad, huh?
I guess I don't.
Another lawsuit.
It cost so much, man. I should've went to law school. Everybody brawling, it was all cool. Till I hit the bartender with the bar stool. I don't fuck with fake dudes wearing fake truths. I just talked to 2 Chainz and he said true. I feel like MJ. I'm in his shoes. I'm talking Monta Jordan. This is how we do. Bustin' it and then I lay low. These n****s air water get the drain, oh. She ain't really bad, she a photo thot. I should hire this. She so damn good at Photoshop. That Lexi Pro got me jazzy, then a heart attack. I think they finally think they get me where they want me at. I got 700 emails in my inbox. What that mean? I ain't calling nobody like back. Like I don't know nobody. Ooh, like I don't know nobody. Ooh, like I don't know nobody. Like I don't know nobody. Like I don't know nobody. I guess I don't.
Oh, you mad, huh? Oh, you mad, huh? Ooh, oh, you mad. Oh, you mad.
I've been catching too many stairs this evening. God fearing, but God knows I'm on the road. At the Louvre in Paris, still be on the block like a corner store. Ain't my fault, you ain't the man. Made a plan, man, they was playing. They sleeping on me like long flights. I pop a Zan on the way to France. Paparazzi like, oh, that's him. Pull that gin, let's get faded. Drinking like it's no tomorrow. What's today? I'm in the matrix. Hater, please let me live my life. Swear to God.
hater like Ray Rice. Ooh, y'all pay the price, I pay the difference, it's just different. Say money ain't nothing different. Gunshots and jumping fences. Hold on, I'm trying to get loose. Please don't get you confused. Ask Don C, I've been lit. This yay shit just lit the fuse. Now I'm on fire, everybody go quiet. Like, where was you last week? The fuck was you hiding? Like, I was laying on my arm, I'm on my side. Southside, I'm down to start a ride. Like, I don't know nobody. Ooh, like, I don't know nobody. Ooh, like, I don't know nobody. Like, I don't know nobody. Like, I don't know nobody.
Boy, you're mad, huh?
I guess I don't.
All right, so Jake, you never heard that song.
No, I haven't.
What do you think?
Damn. Damn.
Right, the beat is just
incredible. Oh my
god.
All right, so I'm a sucker for heavy rap with horns, yep. Like horns like that.
That's
like
why I love this playlist.
Real heavy horns like that. I mean, like, jeez. Like no, like songs like that.
Yep.
Spiteful Chant by Kendrick.
Yep. Well, you're gonna love the next song if
even,
that's the case.
Even like crap like X Gon' Give It To You with the horns like that, or like Purple Lamborghini or something.
Purple Lamborghini.
Purple Lamborghini.
Oh my gosh.
Like all that stuff, that just gets me hyped.
It's
damn.
That's how you gas yourself
that
up
is,
right
that's
there.
That's definitely going in my rap playlist. Like I'm listening to rap now
there
playlist.
We go.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, no, so that's the first of my more, a little bit more aggressive, like, what kind of stuff you
yeah,
do.
Yeah, we mad.
To funnel your aggression, and it's...
All right.
The one thing I do want to point out, I want to talk about Kanye again real quick, but first
yes.
I want to say the one thing I do want to point out
is... You know
who
else likes talking about Kanye?
Kanye?
Yep.
Yeah. The one thing I do want to point out is a lot of people recently, there's been a lot of rhetoric around about how people need to love each other, and how love trumps hate, and how... And that rhetoric is kind of, while I understand the value in it, it has also kind of created an environment where people who are angry or upset or distraught feel like they can't express that or feel like that's not an emotion that's validated. And one of the things that I want to just throw out to everyone is that one of the things that one of my good friends told me that's kind of stuck with me ever since is that every emotion you will ever have is valid. Just by the nature of like the fact that they're your emotions and you can't control them. The only thing that can invalidate your emotions is the way you respond to them and the way that like you use those emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's really important for
you're
people
dropping knowledge
right
bombs
now,
here, man.
I'm doing my best. I think it's really important right now for people to be angry and to be upset because what's going on in America, what's going on in the world, and
it's
what's
upsetting.
Been going on for hundreds and thousands of years in terms of systemic racism, in terms of sexism, in terms of all the systems of inequality that exist in America right now are things to be very angry about, whether they directly affect you or not. And so to suppress that or to tell someone that anger cannot be productive is an unfair judgment to lay on that person.
Mm-hmm.
And so just keep that in mind that you are going to have friends most likely who are angry or who are upset, and they have the right to feel that way, and they have the right to use that in the way they will, whether that comes mm-hmm. out as protest, whether that comes out as calling out comments in their individual lives. But you don't have the right to dictate how an oppressed group expresses how they're feeling about their oppression.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just my two cents I want to throw out about that in terms of like anger in protest and anger in social justice in general, is that I think that not only is there a place for it, but it's really vital in terms of moving forward and trying to be productive. So listen to songs like You Mad, gas yourself up a little bit and get out there and make change.
So, turning around a little bit here, just real quick, I'm just gonna, there's not a hell of a lot of information and I don't want to stick with to stick on this for too long because we do have PSAs and more music to get
yes.
to. But this happened about, I think, like an hour and a half ago it came out. Kanye West is currently in the hospital for unspecified reasons. The rest of his tour has been canceled. And as much as I love to dislike Kanye as a person, I do wish him well and hope he gets better soon. Yes. And so we can get back to doing what he does so
and make great music
enthusiastically.
Yeah.
And whatever he does enthusiastically. And hopefully he can get himself well enough to go back to get back out and continue.
And just off of
just
that
being
too,
Kanye.
You know? The reason cited so far have been for his own health and safety. He has been admitted for psychiatric evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
And so one thing, just in terms of like what I've already been looking up, because I just heard about this because I was in class actually before this, so I only heard about this when Jake told me about this in between songs.
Right.
But from what I've seen so far, people are already making comments about Kanye and about how like, oh, well, this he like has already been dissing Jay-Z and Beyonce, and he said the thing about Trump and like blah, 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 blah as justification for what's going on. And I want to say, if you're someone who felt bad or who was in support of Kid Cudi coming out for his mental illness, and you're someone who's going to diss Kanye for going through something similar potentially, you need to check yourself. Because as much as, like you say, you love to dislike Kanye.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I know.
He says things and he does things that you're like, oh, how can I get behind this as a person?
No, I, like, honestly, as a person, I don't particularly like Kanye. I love his music. As a person, rubs me the wrong way.
For sure.
That's just me personally. I don't wish him harm.
Exactly. And that's the key. So I don't mean that to target anyone directly, but just saying, like, keep in mind that mental illness is a serious topic and is something that doesn't depend on the person or how they've acted.
Mm-hmm. Also worth noting, mental illness is real.
Yes.
It's just get that out of the way.
And so, like, it's important to detract that from any other situation that's been going on. And that's not just for Kanye West. That's for people in your personal life as well. That's for people that you know. That's people that you don't know who you make judgments about, is that you don't know what's going on in someone else's head. You don't know what is going on in their space. So just keep that in mind as you kind of navigate that, because mental illness is a really serious topic and it's something that is under discussed. And if you are in support of Kid Cudi but not in support of Kanye West, then you don't understand the situation at large and you need to educate yourself a little bit more.
So we're getting pretty activist here on the show today. I'm okay with that.
No, I know. I kind of came in with that mood, so I just
that's all good, though.
Pushed that a little bit.
All right. Anyways, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio.
Eastern Pennsylvania. I'm Owen.
I'm Jake.
And this is Toodat.
Toodat.
And real quick, I want to shout out my buddy Arun back home because he's listening. And
yeah, I don't know this dude. I guess hi, how you doing? You seem cool.
Listening. And for anyone else who is listening and wants to let me know or let Jake know, send us your middle fingers on Snapchat as we do every week.
There's been a severe lack of middle fingers. I need people to flip me off.
I know people are listening.
Yeah,
because
come on.
I talked to you and you said you're listening.
Do it.
So send me a little finger. I don't care. Love us, hate us. Don't tell us which one. Send us a middle finger. Yeah. Let us know you're listening. I'm Owen Robin on Snapchat. No punctuation.
I'm the one Drew Jake.
So.
Yeah,
send
go for
those
it.
Fingers.
Go for it. It's time for PSAs.
Woo!
Owen, you want to play a game?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Play a game. Let's
we
go.
Are randomly selecting. Turn the mic so that you can hear me. There we go. We are randomly. That's very distracting, Owen.
All right, I'm going to pick this one.
We're randomly selecting a closed PSA.
This one says, don't let your heart quit on you. Visit heart.org/blood pressure.
Yo, don't be a quitter.
All right. Did you know? So.
Okay, all right. We'll
see
if
people don't know how this works, Jake. Let me know if you know.
All right.
Did you know in the United States, 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure?
No.
Okay. Did you know that 77% of people who have a first stroke and 69% of people who have a first heart attack have high blood pressure?
That seems about right.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I knew I didn't know the numbers, but that seems right.
Did you know?
I won't contest it.
High blood pressure cost the nation an estimated $46.6 billion in 2010.
See, these questions, like, do you know, are not particularly fair, because, like, why would I know the exact
statistic,
you know?
No. But
I know it's a problem, but, you know.
Well, there you go.
Anyways, what can we do about it?
You can look up more information with the American Heart Association and the American Stroke Association. Check, change, and control. That's their motto.
Right,
so check, get your blood pressure checked out. If there's an issue, change your behavior and get that under control.
All right.
So brought to you by the Ad Council, of course.
Thank you for serving the public with your announcement.
All right.
Now it is my turn. All righty. Here
got?
We go. Let's see. How about this one? This looks like a big one. Nope, I lied. There we go. Yeah, it's kind of thick. Let's see. Help a young man be a winner. Oh, it's another selective service. How many of these do we have,
look,
man?
Gotta join the selective service. It's mandatory.
I mean,
it's
All right, so every man must register with selective service when he turns 18. There's a lot of issues with that, but we'll just skip past that. CD.
We've got enough rants.
Yeah, CD is blocking the tray here. Okay. Dear Public Service... These are terrible to read on air, though.
Oh, yeah.
Dear Public Service Director. That's me. No, it's not. We all have to do our part to keep America strong. Men, citizens, and non-citizens living in America must register with the Selective Service within 30 days of their 18th birthday. It's the law.
Lit.
It's one of the civic responsibilities every young man inherits as an adult. By registering, he stays eligible for college loans and grants.
Because that's what I want.
Job training and federal jobs. That's definitely don't need a federal job. Many states and municipalities have similar reciprocal eligibility requirements for benefits. Alrighty. As a communicator, please do your part. All right. That is me.
Yeah.
Help young men be aware that it is important to register with Selective Service. Help remind them to be smart. Register on time online at www.sss.gov.
All right.
Or pick up a registration card at any post office. We thank you in advance for your assistance. Goodbye, public service announcement.
All right, so third up, 36% of adults in Pennsylvania have prediabetes.
Hold up. How fast can you rip through this?
How fast?
Can you do like a speed talk voice? Do you like the guy who reads the fine print at the end of the
radio? Did you know, but I can still do it.
Do it.
Did you know adults with diabetes have elevated blood glucose sugar levels, putting them at risk for type 2 diabetes?
Yes.
Nearly 90% of adults with prediabetes don't even know they have it.
Yes.
Prediabetes can be reversed through healthy lifestyle changes, including diet changes and increased physical activity.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, that's life.
All right. So, fling it.
Get prediabetes checked. Do that stuff. American Diabetes Association, CDC, Ad Council. Woo! They do their stuff.
What's next?
Swag. All right. So next up, like I said,
all right, we can slow down.
If you, Garber, liked that last song, and anyone else, if you liked You Mad by Vic Mensa,
you're going to like
this next song. And I'm going to give no preface. Just... play it in.
All right.
Escobar season has returned.
It's been a long time. Been a long time coming. It's life or death for me, man. But you know, there's no turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am, feel me?
You can hate me now,
QB,
but I won't stop now, cause I can't stop now,
Braveheart.
You can hate me now,
come on,
but I won't stop now, cause I can't stop now. You can hate me now, you can hate me now.
Do it now, do it now, do it now. Don't hate me. Hate the money I see, clothes that I buy, ice that I wear, flows that I try. Close your eyes, picture me rolling sixes, money folding, chickens, honeys that swollen, the riches, knives get in ya. Most critically acclaimed, Pulitzer Prize winner, best storyteller, thug narrator, my style's greater, model data, big threat to a lot of you haters. Commentators, ringside, try watching my paper, almost a decade, quite impressive. Most of the best is in the S's, but it's rap stuff that I stand for. Expanding more to the big screen, Bill Gates dreams, but it seems you'd rather see me in jail with state dreams. Want me off the scene fast, but good things last. Like your favorite MC, still making some mean cast. First rapper to bring a platinum plaque back to the projects. But you still wanna hate? Be my guest, I suggest.
Money is power. I got millions of dollars on salary.
Do it now.
You can hate me now.
I won't stop.
But I won't stop now.
Can't stop.
Cause I can't stop now.
You can hate me.
You can hate me now.
Do it
I
now.
Hate you too.
But I won't stop.
Come on,
cause I can't stop now.
Come on,
you can hate me now.
You can hate
do
me
it now.
You can hate me now.
Do it now, I told you, do it now.
Let's go.
You wanna hate me, then hate me. What can I do but keep getting money? Funny, I was just like you. I had to hustle hard, never give up until I made it. Now y'all saying that's a clever. Nothing to play with, hate on me. I blew, but I'm the same OG. People warn me, when you on top, there's envy. Took my people out the hood, but you doubt on us. Saying we left the hood, but can't get it out of us. My bad, should I step on my shoes, give them to you? Here's my cars and my house, you can live in that too. Criticize when I float for the street. Hate my dress code, Gucci this, Fendi that. What you expect, yo? Nickname Esco, took this game to its threshold. Best flow, I bet the whole US know. Try to make it like you the realest, but who the illest? Think we all know the answer to that, cause fearless, right?
You think I'ma come this far and let you
friends are snakes, growing old or early grave, hell or the pearly gates. I was destined to come, predicted, blame God, he blew breath in my lungs. Second to none, wicked turned wives to widows. Through satin pillows, the desolate one took a little time to claim my spot. Chairman of the board until this game stopped, and I side with the Lord. Ride for the cause while driving out my doors, plotting, I'm sure, to catch me with the to my jaws. Tried sticking me up, but I flipped on these ducks. Instead of me, ambulances were picking them up. People fear what they don't understand, hate what they can't conquer. Guess it's just the fear of man. Became a monster, on top of the world, never falling. I'm as real as they come, from day one, forever balling. Come on. It won't stop. It won't stop. Never. Come on.
But I won't stop now. Cause I can't stop now. You can hate me now.
I hate you too.
But I won't stop now.
Come on.
You hate me now. Cause I can't stop now.
Hate me now.
You can 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 hate me now.
Come on, people.
But I won't stop now.
But I won't stop now.
It ain't gonna never stop, y'all.
He says as the song stops.
Yes.
No, dude, that was good.
Yeah,
I like Nas. I haven't explored all that much Nas. I like Illmatic is great,
of course.
Nat, obviously. I haven't gotten much farther than that, so I will. That's definitely on my to do list, well, though, for sure.
Well, I'm glad that I was able to give you a little more intro. Again, like I said,
thank you.
More aggressive songs. I like it. It's
so. I guess it's up to me then. This show to even things out, get like a net zero or at least closer to
something
neutral,
like that, yeah.
Closer to neutral. So this song is weird in that it's Canary in a Coal Mine is the name of the song. It's a upbeat, happy sounding kind of song. It's the Police, so like they don't really do anything that's not, you know, at least somewhat bouncy.
No,
but
you.
Bouncy. That's a good word for this, actually. But Canary in a Coal Mine is an expression meaning like a signal of danger to come. And so keeping with our protest theme, we've obviously completely ignored that signal. So hell if I know what to do. Anyways, here's the Police. It's been a while since I've heard that song, actually. That was fun. That was kind of a throwback for me, because I'm big fan of vinyl records. I collect a lot of vinyl records.
I had no idea.
I collect way too many. No, that weird 45 adapter thing on my arm that I have tattooed on my arm it has nothing to do with anything. Yeah, it's a Beyblade, sure. we'll ignore that. Jeez.
Sorry, man.
That's all right.
I'm never gonna think that's funny.
All right. No, but that was one of the first records I got, the album is Zenyatta Mandata. It was the first Police album I ever bought, and it was one of my earlier purchases, like I said. So it was, you know, when I didn't have that many records, they were all in pretty heavy rotation. So yeah. I listened to the crap out of that album, and that song is it's just fun, man. There's a lot of great songs on the album. I feel like we should probably do more Police.
I'm down for that
in the future. But here's one of the songs you added that I do know.
Yes.
Because Tribe is awesome.
Yep. I listened to I just listened to their new album while we were walking down to the record store.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's really awesome. And everyone should check it out if you're down for the theme of like protests and political action, listen to the new Tribe album because.
Yeah.
It's solid.
It's explicit as hell, though, so we can't play it on the show.
No, not at the moment. Not until they edit it.
Yeah, until they come out with a clean version. We are SOL on that one.
SOL, that's what I'm thinking, too. Yep.
Yeah. So we're going way back then to The Low End Theory, which I think is their second album.
Also, their best.
It's damn good. It is damn good.
So anyway, anyone who knows that album knows what we're going to play.
This one's on your computer. Which aux are you on?
Anyway, I believe.
Two? All right. Get your input there. There you go. Yeah. So, Owen, what song is it?
It's Scenario.
All right. That was weird. Sorry about that. Rip.
Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So what's the scenario? Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So what's the scenario?
Ayo, Bo knows this.
What?
And Bo knows that.
What?
But Bo don't know jack. Cause Bo can't rap. Well, what do you know? The diddog is first up to bat. No batteries included and no strings attached. No holes barred. Time for move faking, got to get to loot so I can bring home the bacon. Brothers front, they say the drop can't flow, but we've been known to do the impossible like Broadway Joe. So sleep if you want, like who will help you get your Z's, true. But here's the real scoop, I'm all that and then some. Short, dark, and handsome, bust a nut inside your eye to show you where I come from. I'm vexed, fuming, I've had it up to here. My days of paying dues are over, acknowledge me is in there. Yeah! Head for the border, go get a taco, watch me wreck it from the jump street. Meaning from the get-go, sit back, relax, and let yourself go. Don't sweat what you heard, but act like you know.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Yes, y'all.
Who got the vibe? It's the Tribe, y'all.
Tribe, y'all.
Real live, y'all.
Live, y'all.
Inside, outside, come around.
Who's that?
Brown. Some may I say, call me Charlie. The word is the herb, and I'm deep like Bob Marley. Lay back on the payback, evolve, rotate the gates.
Contact.
Can I get a hit?
Hit.
Boom, bit with a brother named Tip. And we're ready to flip. East Coast stomping, ripping and romping. York, North, Cackalacka, and Compton. Checka, checka, check it out. The loops for the troops, more bounds to the ounce. And wow, how now, brow cow. We're ill till the skill gets down for the flex. Next is the textbook, old to the new, but the rest are doo-doo. From radio to the video to Arsenio, tell me, yo, what's the scenario?
True blue.
Scooby-Doo, whoopee-doo. Scenarios, radios, rates more than four. Scores for the scores, that's mother dance floors. Now I go for mine, shades of seashore. Ship shape plus great eights to play tapes. Takes make drakes, make for the weight of an
Ella, Anita.
Simply just a leader. Bass in the space means peace, see you later. Later,
later,
later, alligator. Pop blows a weasel and the earth's an inflator. So yo, the D, what the O, incorporated INC into a flow. Funk, flip, flat, back, first, fist, foul. Fight, 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 laugh, yo, how'd that sound?
Ooh.
It's a leader quest mission and we got the goods here.
Yeah.
Never on the left cause my right's my good ear.
Yeah.
I could give a damn about an ill subliminal. Stay away from crime so I ain't no criminal. I love my young nation, groovy sensation. No time for hibernation, only elation. Don't ever try to test, don't want a little kid. Yo, Mr. Busta Rhymes, tell him what I did.
I heard you rushed and rushed and attacked.
then they rebuked, then you had to smack, causing rambunction throughout the sphere, raise the levels of the boom inside the air.
You know I did it, so don't violate or you'll get violated. The hip-hop sound is well agitated. We'll never waste no time on a played-out ego. So here's Busta Rhymes with the scenario.
Watch as I combine all the juice from the mind. Heal up, wheel up, bring it back, come rewind. Powerful impact, boom, from the cannon. Now bragging, try to reap a mind, just imagine. Vote, can't build, there is necessary. When digging into my library, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Eating, I do, stew like the one pizza tosser. All over the track, man. Pardon me, as I come back. As I did the grunt, I had to beg your pardon. When I travel through the turn, I roll with the squadron. Rawr, rawr, like a dungeon dragon. Change your little jaws, cause your pants are sagging. Try to step to this, I will put you in a turban. And have it smelling right like some old stale urine. Chuckity choco, the chocolate chicken. The rear cock diesel, my cheeks, they were kicking. Yo, bust it out before the buster, bust another round. The rhythm is in sync, the rounds are on town. Ripping up the sound, just like a ratio. Observe the vibe and check out the scenario.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah, my man, yo.
What's the scenario?
Check it.
Here we go, yo.
Check it.
Here we go, yo.
Check it.
So what's the scenario?
Here we go, yo.
Here we go, yo.
So what's the scenario?
Here we go, yo.
Here we go, yo.
So what's the scenario?
All right. So yeah, the official audio from that has a nasty word in it. But the video does not. So we were playing the video on air, and since it's radio, you don't get to see the video. But
you should,
like,
watch it because it's 90s as all get out.
And oh, yeah. Oh, no, it's amazing. It's almost as 90s as Don't Copy That Floppy. Can we play Don't Copy That Floppy on a show?
Of course we can. Of course
yes.
We can. So I just have to say, as much as I love that song, first thing I see on my phone, I pull it up, my dad says... My dad says straight up, how is your first choice not bugging out? I don't even know you, ... Then responds, because he knew I was going to call him out, this is a good choice, though, I suppose, with a laughing, crying face. So, you can't please everyone. I thought for the mood it was a good song.
I like it.
Bugging out, I'll keep that in mind for the future.
Yes, that was... Also, another thing we noticed from the video, that was before Busta Rhymes got fat and shaved his head.
That's a good time.
Busta has the voice of a fat man, so I think it's best. He's best when he's fat. I think that works. It mixes well. That's my weird sidetrack there. We're gonna play more music.
Yeah.
Here's Ballroom Blitz.
We'll be right back.
All right, so we have one more song for you. This is another one of Owen's that he added, and I 100% support this by a group I really love. They're actually from, like, right near where I live, too. Like, one of their – I forget which single it is, but one of their singles, the cover for the like the single cover is them posing. There's, like, a black Cadillac, like, with tinted out windows parked, like, pulled over on the side of a highway in front of a – and they're all, like, outside, out of the car, like, right in front of an exit sign that's literally – like 5 minutes from my house.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool. Why don't you tell us about what it is?
So yeah, so this song specifically, just as another shout out of things that you should watch, because especially this is going to be another mini rant, but especially as an ally, one thing that's really important is surrounding yourself with media, with people, like whether it's activists online or whether it's writers or artists or whatever it is that are from outside of your own identity, so you can kind of get a perception of like more what it's like to express that identity and what that exists in within a space outside of your own visualization. So this song is directly from the soundtrack movie Do the Right Thing by Spike Lee, which is a great movie and everyone should watch because it's really weird. It takes place over the course of like a 24-hour period. The storyline flows, like it just basically flows like a day. So sometimes it can feel kind of strange. It can feel a little bit slow, but like the whole story as a whole, I think, is really important.
Yep.
So check that out. But also, over the course of the weekend, I've had in rotation, I probably listened to both these albums at least three times each, It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back, and Fear of a Black Planet, which is what this next song is off of as well. So, going along with my personal theme, without further ado, here's Fight the Power by Public Enemy.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
In order to fight the powers that be, fight the power.
after years of you check.
Don't worry, be happy.
Was a number one jam. Damn if I said you could slap me right here. Get it.
Let's get this party started right.
Right on.
Okay, talk to me about the future of Public Enemy.
Future of Public Enemy got a...
All right, well, there goes that skit.
There goes that skit. It's all good.
Yeah, so, your mic was off, sorry.
Oh, well, there.
No, here we are. We're back. But so, we're leaving. So.
We're headed out. But yeah, definitely, if you like that, check out both those albums. Burn Hollywood Burn off of Fear of Black Planet is also a personal favorite of mine. It's got Ice Cube and Big Daddy Kane, so you know, can't go wrong
with
that.
Hey, Big Daddy!
Can't go wrong with that. But yeah, no, definitely just in terms of summing up the show, if you just tuned in, take a listen to the rest of it. Go look in our archives at wjrh.org/Rip Harambe.
That's so, a forward slash.
Forward slash.
Yeah, it's just a regular old slash.
Either way.
Anyways. Yeah.
But yeah, no, take your anger, take your fear, your upset, whatever it is, and tune that into something productive and go out and work with others to make change. I know on our campus we got a lot of opportunities for stuff going on a pretty consistent basis. People are getting more and more engaged. I saw a lot of new faces on Saturday that I hadn't seen before, and it was really, really good to see. And there's always more stuff to get involved in, so take a look around either wherever you are in your area, your neighborhood, whatever. If you're on a college campus, check out stuff around your campus. But just make sure whatever you do, don't disengage and don't normalize the situation, because this presidency, the social situation going on in America right now, none of this is normal, and don't let it become that. So yeah, with that said, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Owen.
I'm Jake.
And this is Toot Dat. So be strong, and we'll catch you next week.
All right, see you on the flippity floppity.